from KQED.
7 years ago, one state prison inmate a week died from inadequate health care. Now the federal judge who put the system under receivership says the care's improved enough to transition control back to the state. Later today, state officials and attorneys for inmates are due to present their plans for how to manage that transition to the court. KPCC's Julie Small reports.
U.S. District Judge Thelton Henderson's oversight of California's prison medical system won't end tomorrow, and it won't end all at once. He has to be satisfied that improvements are complete and that they can last. Attorney Don Spector says California's not there yet.
There are still problems at many prisons with getting timely access to a physician and timely access to their medications that they need.
Spector is with the Prison Law Office, the firm that sued to improve medical care for inmates. He says the lack of computerized medical records is still a problem. Missing and incomplete records have contributed to deadly mishaps in the past. Spector says there have been improvements under the receivership. He says one of the biggest was weeding out incompetent doctors and nurses and bringing in more and better qualified staff. But Receiver Clark Kelso says some of that staff has already quit because of poor working conditions in prison clinics. He worries more will leave unless the state improves those conditions.
And so we've got, you know, doctor's offices, dentist's offices in places that they shouldn't be. We have places that don't have hot running water, dirt everywhere. So, there still are needs here that have absolutely nothing to do with population.
California officials oppose upgrading the clinics at every state prison. The Brown administration says the prisons won't need all of those clinics since the state is reducing its prison population to comply with a federal court order to reduce overcrowding. The governor's office says a medical facility under construction in Stockton will add 1,700 beds for inmates with chronic conditions. Even so, Kelso predicts within a decade the state will need more acute care beds.
Half of the prison population is either going to be needing a high level of medical care because they have long-term chronic conditions, or they're going to have serious mental health conditions.
California's efforts to reduce overcrowding will also be a key element in Judge Henderson's deliberations over how quickly to return control of medical care to the state. But the head of the state prison says he won't reduce the population by as much as he's been ordered to. Corrections Secretary Matthew Cate says even if the prisons are a bit more overcrowded, he can still provide good medical care and save the state billions.
Corrections doesn't live in a vacuum. California has needs in higher education. California has needs in K through 12. There's health and human services needs. We have folks that have been cut year after year after year. And so the prison system has to live within its means.
Cate says the state could save $1 billion a year if it closes the costly California Rehabilitation Center in Norco and brings back 9,500 inmates it pays to keep in prisons in other states to ease crowding. But Kelso worries the state's efforts to save more money could threaten improvements that have been made.
We've brought it this far. Is it really going to be sustainable if the state decides we're going to stop?
Kelso says that's a question for Judge Henderson.
The court's going to be concerned about when can we let go? When is the state in a position where it's going to maintain the work that's been done?
Kelso's already handed the state its first big test. He gave it control over guards who escort inmates to medical appointments. Prisoners used to miss the majority of those appointments. Now they make nearly all of them. The question is, can the state maintain that progress? That's just one of the many issues Judge Henderson will consider as he decides how quickly to return control over prison health care back to the state. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.